In Jesus' name, fellow servants of the King. Earlier this week, some of you know I was privileged to attend part of the pastoral conference hosted by our sister congregation in Marquette, Michigan, where about 15 pastors met to study together and to encourage each other in the work of the public ministry. But God is also equipping each of us to serve in His kingdom, either public or private, for He who loves us and has freed us from our sins by His blood has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve His God and Father. So I'd like to share with you some of the thoughts that were shared among the pastors in Marquette. From Philippians 2, verses 4 through 8, we learned of God the Son, a humble minister of the gospel. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Jesus' work as a minister of the gospel was characterized by humility. That is, he always did whatever was best for those around him, rather than doing whatever would benefit him personally. In every situation, he was always thinking, how can I best serve my neighbor? Instead of thinking, how might I work this out best for me? And the evidence is found throughout the New Testament in the way he went to tax collectors and sinners, even if it further tarnished his image among his detractors. What was best for sinners was that they hear his word of eternal life, repent and be saved. When his preaching day was long, he did not hesitate to make it even longer if the crowd needed to hear more. Never mind if it meant providing dinner for 5,000. He did not spend his time at the wedding in Cana drawing attention to himself, but he let the bride and groom have their day, his glory only being revealed to his disciples and a few men who filled some pots with water. He talked about taking the lowest place at a meal, letting others enjoy the honors. He washed his disciples' feet on Maundy Thursday, and in his ministry from the cross itself, wasn't there a decided note of humility in every word he spoke? Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Today you will be with me in paradise. Woman, here is your son. Don't these words show him placing the interests of others above his own? It was just as it had been said, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. Now we today also serve each other, whether it's roommates or dorm mates or classmates or friends or family, anyone who needs to know the gospel. We can well appreciate, too, just how difficult it is to be humble servants of the word, to help and teach and counsel, having in mind what is best for the other person all the time. For example, how often when you have worked and prayed and tried to help someone, has it seemed that your efforts went unappreciated? How tempting then it is to say, well, I'm not going to do that anymore. Next time I'll do what's best for me, a lot less work. But humility does what is best for others, even if it costs us something, even if we aren't paid back in our own eyes. Of course, we're only fitted to be humble servants to others because our Savior Jesus has humbly served us. Think what it cost him to leave his throne in heaven, not considering equality with God something to cling to, but making himself nothing, he took on the nature of a servant. Jesus not only left the glories of heaven, but do you realize that he also put himself into your very shoes? Into your very occupation, a student of the Word, asking and answering questions in the temple. He faced the world just as you do. He knows how hard it is in this fallen world to do in true humility what is best for others, fulfilling what you have not fulfilled. And in this way, he serves you. For Jesus is more than just a good example of humility. He did the job perfectly as one of you, one of us. And he tells us it is done. His perfect humility is credited to us. And all those failures that we look back on, they've all been covered by Christ, so that we do not have to feel guilted into behaving with greater humility, but we can begin each day with joy, thinking, I am a forgiven servant of Jesus, free to live for him and serve him and others in humility without fear. Last week, an athlete was interviewed on the radio after a particularly difficult game. And he said, this was tough, but next time they turn on the scoreboard, it'll say 0-0. Christ, by his life and his atoning death, guarantees that our slate will always be clean, no matter how hard the struggle with our flesh, no matter how hard our falls, he clears the board. The score is never against us. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Hymn 358, the first two stanzas, 358, 1 and 2.